What does a line from the extremely popular show Ted Lasso and our discovery process have in common? Now, I've only seen a few episodes and a bunch of videos of Ted Lasso. One thing that stands out is the writing, and of course, the delivery by the talented cast of characters led by Jason Sudeikis. The specific scene that stands out for me is the dart game at the pub. And Jason delivers a great lesson on how to ask questions. We hear you, Jason. From the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to the latest episode of Inside Connect and Simplify, sponsored by the benefit companies. Roger here. Human capital management consultant, marketing guy, and one of a team of account executives here at the benefit companies that gets the honor of learning all about our prospective clients. Now, we all have our own style of learning information, and our focus is always about being curious. So let's circle back to the Ted Lasso episode, where Ted is in a dart game and his opponent assumes the game is won. Now, Ted talks about being underestimated all his life, and he came to realize that all the fellas that used to belittle him thought they had him all figured out. They judged him instead of being curious and asking questions. Questions like, "Have you played a lot of darts, Ted?" To which he would have answered, "Yes, sir. Every Sunday afternoon at a sports bar with my father, from age 10 until I was 16. Then he throws the winning dart. And his message was, be curious, not judgmental. Or to paraphrase, never assume, or don't put the cart before the horse. I know that one shows you how old I am. So what does that have to do with our discovery process? As we are talking with prospective clients, the conversation usually starts with pain, or a need for information, or curiosity. Examples of pain might be their current vendor for payroll or benefits or retirement might not be meeting expectations regarding service or technology. The company may be growing so fast they can't keep up with onboarding, training, or other HR processes. They may not know what they need to do to be compliant. Maybe they need to add to their benefits package to recruit and retain employees and don't know what's available. Or they need to address employee concerns or culture and they need guidance. A need for information might include how to stay current with changing legislation. Most recently, the Secure Act 2.0 is legislation that will impact how you manage your 401k plan for the next 10 years. Other information needs include what changes a company faces when they cross the 50 full-time employee threshold. And here reporting is a big change that needs to be addressed. Dealing with ideas on how to give employees the tech and self-service options they need and how this benefits your company. And then there is the curious prospect. These folks feel good about where they are currently in managing their admin processes for their company. They know that technology is ever evolving and they want to dip their toes in the space to see what's available, but rarely feel they have a need to make a change. So, how is our discovery process potentially something you have never seen before? Well, think of it this way. You send me a request to chat about wanting to change, let's say, payroll. I give you a call, and after reading back to you your request, I say, so tell me, what's going on? I'm not asking you who you're using or how many employees you have or when do you want to change or, you know, do you want a quote? Tell me what's going on usually leads to a story about the company, about you, about what you are experiencing and what you are looking to solve. How is your current payroll pain impacting your employees, your other processes? What about its impact on you? Now it gets a little bit more interesting. And we talk more and you share not only where you are right now, but where you would love to be in the future. And you tell me about what you would change right now if you could. And now you're talking about, in your perfect world, what would you fix or change in the years to come. And we get to a spot where we have talked about a bunch of topics. Then a recap of what we talked about leads you to tell me that, yeah, that's it. That's what's going on. Or no, there's also this going on as well. So when I recap this conversation, I revisit everything we talked about and what I heard you say as your priorities in order of what you would address first. And when we get that identified, we set a time to talk again about how we get detailed on the first item on your list. By the way, when I say I, this is the process we all use. Give or take. I mean, we all have our own ways of doing it, of course. So, for example, if payroll is the priority and your goal is to solve that problem for the start of 2024, we then set the next chat to talk about all the details, which is now the true discovery, quote unquote, call about your payroll. All the items like employee count, locations, pay cycle, funding, bonuses, overtime, cost centers, pay scales, taxes, service requests. This list is significant and extensive, so we can understand what you want, what you need, what you have on your wish list. This call is typically with you and your payroll teammates or managers to make sure we know the scope of what you want solved and what they're up against. This discovery call typically leads to a demonstration of the technology and what your solution might look like. We do all of this before we ever get to a quote for services. Why? Look, if you go online and find a vendor that says $99 a month for payroll, you're buying a package deal that is built for the masses. No customization, minimal service, next to zero ability to scale as your business changes. These vendors don't know you at all. How could they possibly solve your pain? They're not curious. They're assuming they know you. They're judging you. They're not looking to be a partner with you to solve your problem. Now, so far, this chat has been about a payroll example. Same process applies to all of our other offerings, which include time labor management, again, payroll, retirement plans, human resources, employee benefits, ACA compliance, property and casualty insurance, and human capital management as an entire platform. We go through a discovery call process with every prospect. And it is a two-way street. You're vetting us, and we're vetting you. And yes, I've had calls with folks looking to solve something today, or they want a quote over the phone. Not going to happen, and they may not be a fit for us. Seem harsh? Well, maybe, but we are not for everyone. But think of it this way. We've been in business for almost 50 years. Our teammates have double-digit industry experience as an average. Our technology is industry-leading with our partner UKG. Our service model is designed to fit the client, and our collective knowledge base is too vast to put a label to or a parameter around. We absolutely know what we're doing. So we may not be for everyone. We get that. We also know that we have solutions for a majority of the prospects we talk to. So we invite you to be curious, not judgmental. Ask us questions and find out how we operate, what we do that is different, how we design solutions. And we will be curious, not judgmental, about your company, your story, your future goals, your pain points, and how is it impacting the way you run your business. You vet us, we vet you, and in the end, we might be the partner you need. Thanks for listening. Be well.
I'm Kurt Otto at The Benefit Companies. Employee and even your children's social media posts can put business in harm's way. The Benefit Companies helps implement corporate policy and, if needed, social media and insurance. Connect and Simplify. InSource. The Benefit Companies. ConnectandSimplify.com.